朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。我是玛丽姐妹，将许多牧师传道人的讲道录音按专题为你编辑。今天我们的讲员是冯伟牧师，愿神仆人的讲道能帮助你更好地密切与神的关系，在主耶稣里结出更多的好果子。
弟兄姊妹，我请问您，在你的逆境、困难、痛苦当中去赞美神，容易不容易？
Let me ask you, brother and sister, it's easy to praise him when you are facing persecution, hardship.
有的人心里说，我还没有质疑他就不错了，是不是？
Some people say, I didn't doubt it.
我还没有去埋怨神就不错了。
I didn't complain to God, so that's good.
神啊，你有没有搞错呀？
You didn't say, God, did you make a mistake?
但是在圣经当中，我们看到有多少诗人、多少的先知、多少神的仆人，正是在最困难危难的时候，在那里去赞美歌颂他的主。
In the Bible, we can see so many psalmists, so many writers of the book that they praise God, even though they are in hardship, they are facing persecution.
而神的大能，也正是在人软弱当中赞美神的时候就彰显。
So God's power is manifested when people are in hardship but praising God.
刚才我们看到我们可爱的 Vacation Bible School 的孩子们。
So we saw all the lovely kids in the VBS.
在教会艰难的时候，在我们的德恩堂不容易的时候，请大家多多为我们德恩堂来祷告。
So when the Durant Church is going through persecution, we pray that you pray for Durant Church.
啊，我们更显出神恩典的宝贵。
Then it actually show the precious
grace
from God.
Yeah, 我们也看到我们两个堂真的是一家人啊，凯日堂弟兄姊妹一起来参与。
We can see that both church are one family, both church people involved in the VBS.
你知道为什么在人的困难当中，神要特别去彰显他的大能吗？
Do you know why in when people are in facing persecution, God want to show His power?
这个时候不可能是彰显说我自己的能力去做成的呀。
At that time, it's impossible to show people's your humans ability.
我们是发自内心的100%的说哈利路亚，归荣耀给主啊。
And we came from our heart, we praise God, we give glory to God.
所以你看神拣选的啊，就是打鱼的，就是税吏，就是那些的这个罪人。
So you see, God chose those people who are fishermen, those tax collectors, those sinners.
拣选软弱的，这样的强壮的羞愧啊。
He chose the weaker ones to shame the stronger ones.
拣选那愚拙的，这样呢有智慧的羞愧。
So choose those less educated to shame those educated ones.
让我们都一起承认，我们真的是软弱的，我们真的是愚拙的。
So let us admit in front of God that we are weak and we are less educated.
第二点，我们人如何寻求呢？我们要赞美神，我们也要到神的面前去求告。
The second one, in addition to praise God, we also need to call on God.
诗篇118篇第5到第9节。
Psalm 118, verse 5 to 9.
诗人说，我在极难中求告耶和华，他就应允我，把我安置在宽阔之地。有耶和华帮助我，我必不惧怕。人能把我怎样呢？在那帮助我的人中有耶和华帮助我，所以我要看见那恨我的人遭报。投靠耶和华，强似依赖人；投靠耶和华，强似依赖王子。这是所谓的那个 middle verse。
So I call on the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a broad place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? The Lord is for me among those who help me. Therefore I shall see my desire on those who hate me. It is better to trust the Lord in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes.
求告神。
Call on God.
你非常具体的到神的面前，而且单单的指到神的面前说，主啊，你来帮助我。
So you come in front of God and say, God, you come and help me.
说到彼得呢，我们很多人都非常喜欢圣经里面彼得这个人物。
Talk about Peter. A lot of people like the person Peter, the apostle Peter.
他是主耶稣的大徒弟。
He's the first disciple, apostle of Jesus.
Of Jesus. Yeah. 那么他也是一个很快人快语的人。
He's a very
very fast.
Fast.
Yeah. 那你知道这个主有一个故事啊，主耶稣在水面行走。
There's a story that God is walking on the first surface of a water lake.
那一船的这个门徒。
There's a whole boat full of disciples.
彼得看到远远的走过来，哦，原来是主，不要害怕。
Peter said, Lord, Jesus is walking on the water and said, don't be afraid, it's me.
然后这个彼得就说，说主啊，如果是你，让我走到你那里去。
Peter said, Lord, if it's you, let me walk to you.
主说你走过来吧。
Jesus said, you walk over to me.
然后彼得真的就从船里面出来，沿着水上就往耶稣走啊。
And Peter really get out of the boat,step into the water and walk to Jesus.
哎，大家注意，我们在说彼得小信之前呢。
Before we talk Peter of little faith.
哎，你不要忘记，至少他还有一点的 faith， 对不对？有一点的信心。
Don't forget, he still have some faith.
他是人类历史上除了主耶稣之外，唯一一个真正能在水面上走的人呢。
Peter is the only person in human history that.Besides Jesus, that walk on the surface of the water.
那那个武侠小说那个水上漂那不算啊，大家注意。
In Chinese story, that some people has kung fu can walk on the water. That doesn't count.
那彼得走了两步，一看风浪很大，他就怎么样呢
？When Peter walked two steps and he see all the waves, what happened?
他开始害怕了。
He is afraid.
当他一害怕的时候
，When he was afraid.
啊，他一软弱就开始往下沉。
When he's weak, he started to dropping down to the water.
那虽然彼得从小他就是个打鱼的出身
，Even though Peter was a fisherman since he was born.
可是他的水性不是很好。
But he did not know water that well.
一往下沉，他就开始那个，这一下就害怕了。
When he's falling down to the water, he's afraid. He called out, "Lord."
但是彼得知道一点
，But Peter know one thing.
这个是我们一定要去学的。
This is the thing that we need to learn.
虽然彼得有很多的软弱，但是软弱也都彰显出来。
Even though Peter is very weak and he show all his weaknesses.
他知道在困难当中要做一个祷告。
He know that when he is in trouble, he need to say a prayer.
这个祷告也是整本圣经里面最短的一个祷告。
And this prayer is the shortest one in the whole Bible.
中文只有四个字，英文呢只有三个字。
There are four characters in Chinese. There are three words in English.
你知道这个祷告是什么？主啊，救我 ，Lord save me。最短的一个祷告。
It's the shortest prayer.
这是每个人可以做的最短的祷告了。
This everybody can say this prayer.
你要是喊出来是向谁祷告呢？主。
You have to say who you are praying to, which is the Lord.
你要祷告说你求神做什么事情是救。
You have to say what you want the Lord to do, which is save.
你求神救谁呢？救我，这三个字。
What you want the Lord to save, and that's me.
请大家一定记住。
I ask you to remember this prayer.
在你最无助的时候。
When you are helpless.
在你最绝望的时候。
When you are hopeless.
不要忘记这个祷告。
Don't forget this prayer.
主啊，救我。
God saves me.
主就垂听。
And God will listen.
伸出手来就把彼得拉上来。
And Jesus extend his hand and pull Peter out.
所以彼得这点是很宝贵的。
So this is very precious about Peter.
软弱我们大家都有。
Everybody has weakness.
力量我们都需要。
We all need a power.
但是你知道要去找谁要吗
？But do you know whom you should go and ask for it?
很多我们找的人不对呀。
If we ask the wrong person.
呀，我们很容易在急难当中，我们去找人不找神。
Very often when we are in need, we go ask people, but not God.
这种情况我见得太多太多了。
So many things like that.
呀，我们在有病，中文叫乱投医，对不对
？When we sick, we ask all different kind of doctors.
不是说我们生病了不可以去看医生。
It's not saying that when we are sick, we should not go look for doctors.
我们相信医疗科技也是神所赐的。
We believe that medicine is a gift from God.
但我见过多少基督徒在癌症绝症当中的时候
，But I see so many Christians in their end stage cancer or other diseases.
去找这种所谓的另类医药，那种所谓的另类医药 alternative medicine.
So they seek alternative medicine.
那么一小瓶，他给我看，这么一小瓶$5,000，你敢相信吗
？They bought a small bottle of medicine is $5,000.
乖乖的去买。
They just go and bought it.
其实我们大家一看都知道那是骗人的呀。
When we see it, we know it's cheating.
还有许许多多这样的这种例子啊，请
说。So many examples like that.
我们不找神，我们找各种所谓的医生、亲朋啊，一个王子去找这官员有权有势的人。
We don't ask God, but we go to ask for relatives, ask for officials, ask for relatives.
我以前在纽约上州服侍的时候
，When I was in Upper State New York，
我们教会旁边走路就能过去，是一个很大的医院。
Beside our church, there's a big hospital.
对，当地大学有一个医学院，这是医学院的附属医院。
The university has a big school, and this is the hospital belong to that medical school.
那这个医院名字很有意思，叫 Strong， 强壮 ，Strong， 有力的。
The name of the hospital is Strong.
Strong Hospital. 这个 Strong Hospital， 我在那边19年的时间啊，我刚去的时候，他们对于这个传道人是有特别待遇的。
I was there for 19 years when I just went there. This Strong Hospital very treat the clergyman very well.
最近家里收拾东西，师母还找出来当年 Strong 给我的那个 ID。
When we were cleaning up our house, we found the badge that the Strong Hospital gave to me.
他这个停车场啊，一层你都不要到他那个停车楼里面去转，就停车场一层地面上一排的 clergy parking.
So they have very close to the hospital, the first floor, there's a row of parking, especially reserved for the clergyman.
啊，那每一个这个传道人，你去他当地给你照相做一个 ID， 跟他们这个医院的大学的工作人员那个 ID 一模一样。
So every clergyman to the hospital, they will give you a badge that the same as the workers in the hospital.
你进去一滑，这个门就开了， you, 你就进去了。
You slide it and you can go in.
啊，那这个我见过多少次啊？这个医生一知道是这个牧师来要为这个病人祷告，都非常的客气。
I saw so many doctors when clergymen want to come and pray the for the patient, and the doctors are so glad.
甚至有的时候，医生、护士跟我们一起祷告，跟我们一起阿门。
Sometimes the doctors and the nurse will pray with us and say amen with us.
有一次，有一个医生亲口跟我说
，There's one time a doctor told me.
旁边那个妈妈就在那里哭啊。
There's a the mother beside the patient is crying.
医生跟我说我们现在已经没有办法了。
The doctor says we don't have anything to offer now.
他说现在你有办法。
Only you have the power.
我说我又不是医生，我哪里有办法呢
？I'm not a doctor. What can I do?
这个医生就指了指天。
And the doctor pointed to the heaven.
他说是神有办法。
Only God has power.
我们现在只能来祷告。
We can only pray now.
连世界上的人都知道。
Everybody in the world knows.
但是现在这个医学院这些年这个医院对传道人待遇越来越差了。
But now the hospital doesn't treat clergymen that well.
现在你还有这个特殊的停车，跑到那个停车楼顶层上去，一直绕到顶层去。
Parking, but it's on the top floor of the parking garage.
好像这世界觉得我们不需要神了。
It feels like the world feels think we don't need God.
我们可以依赖人，我们可以去依赖王子。
We can rely on people. We can rely on princes.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们人的能力有限，这点是永远不会改变的。
The brother and sister, we human power are limited, will not be changed.
今天我们看到这个世界上所有这些的发展。
We see all the development of this world.
前一段我们有讲人工智能是吧 ？Chat GPT.
We talk about AI a few days ago.
所有这个发展只不过就是从1100磅增加到1105磅而已啊。
This development is from £1,100 to £1,200.
在1105磅以外的全都是未知的，全都是人能力不能够触及的。
After the £1,100 is everything beyond our ability to touch.
我们依赖人。
We rely on God.
我们依赖王子。
We rely on princes.
人能力有限。
Human being power is limited.
即使人有点能力的时候，往往人的方法不对。
Even though sometimes people have strength, but the method is wrong.
是神不喜悦的方法。
It's not a way that pleases to God.
是包含罪恶的方法。
It is a sinful way.
要达成目的。
We just want to achieve the goal.
而很多时候，人要达成目的，往往是要求速成。
We want to achieve the goal. Very often, we want instant gratification.
我要什么，你立刻给我做到。
I want this. You do it right away.
还有一点，我们需要人的能力，最终是荣耀人自己。
And human strength usually glorify human.
而我们人去求力量这件事情本身
，When we ask for God,
也值得
strength，
也值得我们好好去反思。
And we need to think about it。
反思我们到底为什么要去求力量
？So we need to think about why do we want to ask for strength？
在世界上，人求力量往往是求力量去胜过我周遭的环境和我面对的这个挑战艰难。
We ask for strength. Usually, we ask for strength to overcome the circumstances, the hardships that around us.
但是我们基督徒寻求力量，我们寻求力量更多的是胜过我自己的软弱。
But for Christians, when we ask for strength, is to overcome our own weaknesses.
胜过自己里面的不足。
To overcome all the inadequate in our heart.
不是单单是谁让你过来帮我来对付这个事情。
It's not God come over and help me deal with this thing.
神说我的力量首先来对付你。
God will say my strength is come first to deal with you.
我们人到神的面前来求告神。
We come and call on God.
我们表明一件事情。
We are showing something.
我们不单相信神的能力。
But we not only believe in God's power.
我们也相信神的智慧。
We also believe in God's wisdom.
人要速成，立刻就成。
People want to instant gratification.
神说我有这个能力。
God said I have this ability.
但是 it's not right moment.
但是不是现在。
我要经过你所遇到这些的艰难。
You have to go through all this hardship.
让你学到功课。
Let you learn lessons.
来熬炼你这个人。
So mold you this person.
来塑造你这个人。
So shape your.
你愿意吗
？Would you be willing?
第三点，我们如何寻求？我们要信靠。
The third one to seek God is to we believe in God.
诗篇118篇13到20节。
Psalm 118:13-20.
这里比较长，我们不多都读了。
We are not going to read the whole thing.
但在这里呢，请大家注意看。
We ask you to look at.
我们在这里有几个地方把它这个 highlight 高光了。
There are some highlighted phrase here.
义人的帐篷。
The tents of the righteous.
啊，给我敞开义门。
The gates of righteous.
这是耶和华的门，义人要进去。
Gate of the Lord, the righteous.
你信靠不信靠神
？Do you believe in God？
这个义人这个词啊 ，righteous。
The righteous person.
啊，这个英文直接看就是对的意思，对吧 ？It's right, right. 对的。啊，你跟神的关系对不对
？Is your relationship with God in the right position?
跟神关系对的人是叫义人。
If you have a right relationship with God, then you are righteous.
这个和我们一般所理解的就是好人，所谓好人是义人，是有点差别的。
This is different from what we usually understand a good person.
一个跟神关系对的人。
A person with right relationship with God
是一个完全信靠神的人。
Is a person who believed in God totally.
所以我们叫因信称义。
That's why we say, righteous by faith.
啊，原来我和师母服侍的教会，我们教会里面有一位老师母。
The church that myself and my wife served in.There's an old pastor's wife.
我以前和弟兄姊妹分享过这位老师母的故事。
I shared with you guys before.
那她年轻的时候呢，她胆子很小。
When she was young, she was very timid.
她很害怕进医院。
She was afraid going into the hospital.
她说她很怕疼。
She's very afraid of pain.
那时候她年轻，连医院的门口都不敢经过，虽然她是一个服侍神的人。
When she was young, she didn't want to go bypass the hospital door.
那到他晚年的时候，他做见证。
Later years, she gave a testimony.
他说神就对付我，让我学这个功课。
God let me learn lessons for this.
他说身体里面多次的有这个癌症。
Many times I have cancer.
那每次要做大手术。
Every time I need a big surgery.
那全身的麻醉。
It's whole body anesthesia.
那每一次都是靠主来胜过。
Every time I overcome, because of God.
没有别的，只能够就学这个信心的功课。
There's no other way. The only way is to learn the lesson, with faith.
最后，神真的很恩待这位老师母。
And God blessed this, pastor's wife.
90多岁高龄才回天家。
She, passed away and went to heaven when she was 90 something.
我们信靠神，要通过我们所经历的神来炼净我们。
We believe in God. We need to go through all the things that God sent us to purify us.
让我们在神面前做一个对的人。
So that we can be a right person in front of God.
对的人才能够进对的门，叫义门。
So when we are right with God, then we go through the righteous gate.
那你要记住，在这个过程当中，这里有一句经文叫做“耶和华的右手施展大能”。
But you need to remember during this process, there's a verse that says the right hand of God shows power.
神怎么还分左手右手呢？
Why does a right hand and right, left hand of God?
这是一种拟人的修辞。
It's a,
allegory.
God is a person.
就是用人的右手啊，一般是比较强壮的嘛，比较有力的。
So, the right hand of, people are usually stronger.
所以用耶和华的右手象征神的能力。
So, the right hand, showing God's power.
他的右手要搀扶我们，他的右手要显出他的作为来。
His right hand is going to help us. His, right hand showing his, deeds.
最终我们要进神的门。
And eventually we are going to God's gates.
这是我们达成的目的。
This is the purpose of God.
我们到神的面前，我们常常说：“神，我要力量，我要力量。”
We very often come to God and say, "God, I want power. I want the power."
神说：“我要得着那向我寻求力量的人。”
God said, "I want to win over those people who ask power from me."
这是耶和华的门，义人要进去。
This is the gates of the Lord, and the righteous person has to go through it.
最后一点，我们如何寻求神的能力
？If we seek power from God,
我们不但要赞美神、求告神。
Not only we praise God, we believe in God.
我们信靠神，我们还要认识神。
We still need to know God.
诗篇118篇21到29节。
Psalm 118, 21 to 29.
这边是中文，底下这边有英文。好，我们先回来到中文部分。那在这节当中呢，这一段当中有一句话，匠人所砌的石头已成了房角的头块石头。
There's one verse saying the stone that the builder rejected has become the chief cornerstone.
我知道时间您比较有限，我们就着重来讲这一节的经文。
So we are emphasize on this verse.
前面因为他说了耶和华应允我，已成了我的拯救。
In the beginning it says, God has answered my prayer, become my salvation.
然后就出现这个第22节，大家看这个 verse 22.
And in verse 22.
那这个22节呢，在旧约当中诗篇118篇出现，到新约里面又出现了。
So this verse show up Psalm chapter 118, and then it's showed again in Acts chapter 4.
在旧约当中，如果人还不明白，对神还不完全认识的话，到新约里面都彰显出来，让我们能够更深的来认识神他的所事。
So if people don't understand it in the Old Testament, in the New Testament, people can come and understand what God want them to know.
我们在看下一节之前，我来考考大家，弟兄姊妹，这个匠人所砌的石头到底指的是谁
？So I want to test you. What's the stone that the builder rejected?
是耶稣基督啊
！It is Jesus Christ.
刚才我们说到彼得，对吧？第三章这个美门一好生来瘸腿的人。
So we talk about Peter, Acts chapter 3, the gate of beauty, that Peter saw the lame person.
然后这法利赛人大祭司一看就不干了。
And the Pharisees and the priests, when they see it, they don't like it.
然后他们就把这个彼得叫过来。
They ask Peter to come.
不许奉这个人名传道。
Forbid you from preaching.Jesus Christ.
那彼得就回答他们在《使徒行传》第四章。
So Peter asked them, "Is in Acts 4."
站在你们面前的这人得痊愈。
The person that in front of you that got healed.
是因你们所钉十字架，神叫他从死里复活的拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名。
It is because the one you put on the cross, Jesus Christ.
就是大家注意啊，他是你们匠人所砌的石头，已成了房角的。头块石头。
This is the stone which was rejected by you builders, which has become the chief cornerstone.
除他以外，别无拯救，因为天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。
Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other names under heaven given among men by which we must be saved.
耶稣基督是被世人所弃绝的。
Jesus Christ is rejected by human.
直到今天仍然是被个世界所弃绝。
Until today, it's still rejected by this world.
当然说到 God 还 OK， 一提到耶稣基督嗤之以鼻。
Sometimes people you can say God, but when you say Jesus Christ, they don't like it.
就是一个没有学问的人。
Even people do not were not educated.
生来是木匠的人。
For those carpenters,
是被死的时候是被挂在十字架上钉死的人。
Hang on the cross and to die.
但你知道吗？他是让我唯一可以靠着得救的名。
But he, Jesus, is the only one we can be saved by his name.
他是我们的房角，是 cornerstone.
He's the cornerstone for us.
我们一切都是建基于耶稣基督。
Everything is depend on Jesus Christ.
你认识耶稣吗？
Do you know Jesus Christ?
你跟他有生命的关系吗？
Do you have a personal relationship with him?
我们今天一切的能力，我们的慈愤，
Today,
我们的恩典，
all the strengths, our blessings, all the mercy from him,
都是来自耶稣基督。
It all came from Jesus Christ.
我们的救主，我们的王。
He's our Savior, He's our King.
若你真的认识耶稣，
If you really know Jesus Christ,
你知道他太宝贵了。
You know he is very precious.
我们是很软弱。
We are very weak.
耶稣基督跟我们这些软弱的人来认同。
Jesus Christ is accept our weaknesses.
但是他没有犯罪。
But he did not sin.
让我们今天能够胜过罪恶，胜过死亡，胜过黑暗。
So today we can overcome evil. We can overcome death.
让我们在里面彰显耶稣基督生命的大能。
So we can show the world the power of Jesus Christ that is in us.
你是不是常常觉得自己很软弱？
Do you feel weak all the time?
为什么常常很无力？
Why do we feel helpless all the time?
我们力量的来源是在哪里？
Where is our strength come from?
我们寻求力量的目的是什么？
What's the purpose that we ask for strength?
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray.
亲爱的主耶稣，
Dear Jesus Christ,
怜悯我们。
Have mercy on us.
我们是一群有罪、有限、也有死的人。
We are a people of sin, of limit, and death.
我们在你面前没有任何可以夸口的地方。
There nothing can be boasting in front of you.
要夸，只能夸我们自己的软弱。
The only thing we can boast is our weaknesses.
主啊，求主您伸在您儿女中间。
We pray, Lord, we pray that you will have mercy among your children.
彰显你生命的大能。
Show us your power.
来改变我们，来塑造我们。
Change us and mold us.
让我们更像主。
So that we can be more like you.
求主得着那到你面前来寻求能力的人。
We pray that you will win over those people who would come and seek you.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，很高兴你的收听，也盼望你的来信。如果你还没有相信主耶稣，请到活在耶稣里施工网站的首页，点击永生之道，理解耶稣真理，今天就相信主耶稣，从而享受主内新生命的永生祝福。